Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And we have a pretty quiet week, considering everything that's been going on these past few months. It's a fairly quiet week. Really, the news of the week is we've got a new moon in Aquarius that's happening today, and we have love planet Venus moving into Sirius Capricorn. And then we have some other pretty nice aspects. On Thursday, we've got the Sun sextiling Jupiter and Mercury sextiling Mars. This is really good for thoughts and thought processes and brainstorming and that sort of thing. But I'm also going to talk tonight about the Chinese New Year. Now, that's happening tomorrow. Chinese New Year, we're moving into the year of the boar or the year of the pig. And I thought that it would be fun to talk a lot about that, actually. I said a little, but I'm changing it to a lot. And so I've been fortunate enough to get some really great information courtesy of ChineseNewYear.net. So I'm going to be covering what each Chinese zodiac sign can be expecting in the year of the pig. Now, the astrology that I do is Western astrology. It does not cover Chinese astrology. I know the basics, but that's sort of as far as it goes. So Chinese astrology and Western astrology or tropical astrology, which is based off astrology based off the seasons, is astrology that I talk about each week. So that's Western astrology and what we can expect for Western astrology. But I'm going to have some fun tonight with Chinese astrology because it's the Chinese New Year tomorrow. We're moving into the year of the pig, year of the boar. So I'm going to talk about what each sign of the Chinese zodiac can expect. So I'm thinking, should I get into that first? Should I talk about Western? I just can't make up my mind, and I'm not even a Libra. I can't even think of which thing to do first. Maybe I'll just give a quick rundown of Western astrology, what's happening this week, then I'll get into Chinese New Year. So as I said, we've got love planet Venus moving into Capricorn, and so this is all about being more serious-minded when it comes to love and money. And Venus will be in Capricorn until March 1st. And so what we can expect now for the rest of the month is a serious approach to love. So if you're single, you might be a little bit more shy, a little bit more reserved, looking for what looks good on paper rather than matters of the heart or being led by your heart. With Venus in Capricorn, you know, we're feeling a sense of restriction in the way we approach relationships, not just romantic, but it is actually a good time for business relationships as well. So it's very much about thinking about money for the long term. making long-term financial commitments, even long-term romantic commitments. And if you're in a relationship, you might find that you're taking care of your partner really well for the next few weeks, more than usual, let's just say that. And then the new moon in Aquarius, new moons happen every month. So it's always a time for new beginnings. Now, the last new moon we had was a solar eclipse, and that was January 5th. Now we've got a regular old new moon in Aquarius, so it means it's time for new beginnings. But new beginnings in the realms of science, technology, and humanitarianism. And so with this Aquarius new moon, it's great for thinking outside the box and coming up with innovative solutions to old problems. So this is all about starting new cycles. And on that note, I think I will start telling you a little bit about the Chinese New Year and what we can expect. So 2019 is the year of the earth pig. And so in Chinese culture, pigs are the symbol of wealth. And so their chubby faces and big ears are signs of fortune as well. So pigs might not stand out in a crowd, but they are very realistic. And other Chinese zodiac signs might be all talk, no action, but pigs are the opposite. They're not wasteful spenders. This is if you're born in the year of the pig, but they will let themselves enjoy life. Pig people love entertainment and will occasionally treat themselves. They can be materialistic, but this is motivation for the pigs to work hard. And so they're looking for a sense of security. Pig people are always energetic, enthusiastic, even for boring jobs, it seems. So, but if given the chance, pig people will take positions of power and status. So, and what we can expect with the Earth Pig Year 2019, people that are typically born in the year of the Earth Pig are social butterflies with friends from all walks of life, which is interesting because, you know, we're currently in the season of Aquarius, so that sort of goes the same. And so pigs, earth pigs have a lot of support in work and in life, and they typically have fortunate lives and can find happiness throughout their life. They are successful later in life, but they aren't the most romantic people and might need to work on that. And as I said, this information comes from ChineseNewYear.net. So what to expect for each of the zodiac signs in the year of the earth pig. So if you're a rat, and I should have put the dates down here, but I did not. So I was just sort of hoping that, you know, we might know when our Chinese zodiac year is. Maybe during the break I might quickly look that up and go through that. So if you are a rat, rats have a far better outlook in the year of the pig than they did in 2018 with the year of the dog. So the pig is fond of the rat, so fortune and luck are sure to come your way if you're a rat, unless the more relaxed vibe of the year is disturbed by way too much volatility. Well, there's not so much of that astrologically, according to Western astrology for 2019, as there was for 2018. So if you're a rat during this year of the pig, you can expect to be prosperous and happy, you can avoid the bad luck trying to influence you this year. So if you're a rat, stay away from hospitals and avoid going to funerals if possible. Liver problems and flu-related illness may abound if rats are not careful in 2019. So you need to monitor your diet and exercise, and you will be strong and healthy all year long. If you are an ox in the year of the pig, stepping out of the shadow that was the year of the dog, the ox can expect a more auspicious year under the influence of the pig. The year ahead will still have its ups and downs, but despite the bad signs on the horizon, stability can be expected overall. It's good to strengthen your bonds with the family and friends you consider closest. This can help to weather the storms of the coming months. So if you're an ox, someone in your family may even help further your personal life. And be sure to take time to relax and do things you enjoy while you still can during this year of the pig. Now, if you're a tiger, Tigers will have exited the year of the dog 2018 feeling confident and sure of themselves. But all the effort from the previous year will bear its true fruit in the year of the pig. The Tiger horoscope, Chinese zodiac horoscope shows that this year will hold more productive potential than last year, but at the same time will be testing the Tiger's patience. This doesn't mean that success will come easily, rather that you can find many helping hands that share your workload and support when you need it the most. Being friendly, relaxed and gentle this year is the right recipe to attract what you need. So that's for the Tiger. If you are a rabbit or a cat, the 2018 year of the dog, that's last year, was successful for most rabbits, but some had a rather dreary year. So the year of the pig will prove to be much more successful, although it will have its shares of ups and downs as well. So be ready to work hard, stay calm, and adapt to a new scenario as the year of the pig makes progress on your dreams. Overall, rabbits should expect the year of the pig to bring the blowing winds of change. You can expect development in your finances, career, and with some relationships as well. Your friends are certain to prove themselves valuable this year when they support your success as well as help you when you are down. So if you are a rabbit, Chinese astrology also suggests that you'll learn to control what you say and how you behave. If you mind your own business and avoid disputes, you'll be much better off in the coming year. You should also be aware of traitorous friendships as they could cause a loss of hard-earned wealth. So remember to be extra careful when taking trips and excursions. If you are a dragon in the year of the pig, well, the 2018 year of the dog was successful for you, but there might be some changes coming. And I think I will cover that when we get back after the break here. So I'm just going to move on to the snake and what the snake can expect in the year of the pig. So 2018 was quite a lucky year for the snake. And 2019, though, may present a few challenges. But that doesn't have to mean it's going to be a bad year, but you will need to work hard to stay positive during the year of the pig, and that is if you are a snake. So when it comes to problem solving, snakes instinctively take on a perceptive and analytical approach as opposed to pigs, who prefer a more direct and intuitive approach. So learn to balance these opposing strategies to navigate the obstacles of 2019. So if you are if you're a snake during the year of the pig, it's important to stay active by volunteering or offering your services. That helps balance out any bad energy and keep snakes strong physically, mentally, emotionally and psychologically. You should consider visits to temples and prayers for safety this year. And then if you are a snake, spend more time enjoying quality time in the sun or in warm, relaxed settings rather than dark, gloomy places. Attend more celebratory occasions, and doing so may boost your luck. So practice a straightforward and transparent demeanor this year to keep out of trouble, or at least until the latter half of the year when your luck returns. If you are a horse during this year of the snake, many horses did savor a taste of success during 2018, while others enjoyed unexpected windfalls. So the horse horoscope for 2019 reveals that a bright star shall shine upon you and surround you with good vibrations. And then by all accounts, the year of the pig will be an excellent year for horses, with fortune on the rise, romance blossoming in the background and potential growth opportunities. So be sure to kickstart a healthy lifestyle by eating well and keeping yourself in good physical shape. You may encounter some additional stress associated with high productivity, but if you maintain your healthy habits, you'll be able to keep your stress at manageable levels. If you are a goat in the year of the pig, you know, the year of the dog last year had some dramatic ups and downs for goats. But 2019 will prove to be a much more successful year. So this year heralds good news for goats, as their peaceful nature and gentle creativity make them a preferred friend to the pig. And then the recent years of the dog and rooster resulted in some challenging times for the goat, which in turn tested their endurance and patience. Just on the horizon, the year of the pig and subsequent year of the rat, which is next year, 2020, promise a nice reprieve from the hardships of yesteryears, as well as improved opportunities and good fortune for goats. So ready yourself for a fantastic year in 2019, as several lucky stars are on the horizon. So going forward, you will notice that the die seems to always fall in your favour. Success is yours for the taking in any area you wish to pursue. But tread carefully, because goats will be better off in 2019 if they get a handle on their general moodiness and aim to be more reliable and hardworking, especially when it comes to dealing with substantial issues and subjects. So if you're a monkey in the year of the pig, what you can expect is, think back to 2018, year of the dog, where it had numerous ups and downs for most monkeys, which equated to a break-even year. But this year, monkeys can expect better outcomes. So monkeys share a fun-seeking vibe with the pig, and this theme will be a prominent feature in 2019 as monkeys forget the hardships of the past few years. But it is important for monkeys to take less risks in 2019, as the pig is not as reckless as a monkey and not prone to radical behaviour or mindless fun, which monkeys are sometimes famous for. And if you are a rooster, the 2018 year of the dog was a difficult year for roosters, but fortunately 2019 for roosters unveils a somewhat more comfortable year ahead. Okay, so on that note, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times
magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And in Western astrology, we have love planet Venus moving into Sirius Capricorn, where it will be for the rest of the month. We also have today, tonight, a new moon in Aquarius. So this is a great time for new beginnings when it comes to anything scientific or technological. But just before the break, I was talking about the Chinese New Year, which happens tomorrow. So the Chinese New Year has nothing to do with Western astrology and the astrology I talk about every week. But I thought it'd be fun just to include in the show. Now, the information I'm telling you is courtesy of ChineseNewYear.net. They had some great information on their site and you know, what each of the Chinese zodiac signs can expect in the year of the pig. Big difference between last year and now this year. So tomorrow is Chinese New Year, so we will be celebrating the Chinese New Year and the year of the pig, which sounds pretty good to me. So just before the break, I was talking about the rooster. So I'm going to start all over again. With the rooster, 2018, a year of the dog, was a difficult year for roosters. But fortunately, the 2019 horoscope for roosters unveils a somewhat more comfortable year ahead. So while the coming months will indicate that roosters will have less demands on both their bodies and minds, they also have a mix of luck on the horizon. So it's another year of sort of ups and downs, but not as bad as last year. So it would be better for roosters to try and relax in times of low stress instead of looking for the next challenge. And so roosters should focus on the shining sun and enjoy moments of leisure that life can bring. So these major themes are essential for surviving this year unscathed. So roosters should also try to refrain from spending too much time near hospitals, as they might absorb some of that bad energy if they do, supposedly. So always protect yourself with that white light. Now, if you are a dog in the year of the pig, 2018 has been quite a tumultuous year for the dog. Fortunately, things are about to take a turn for the better and provide a much needed reprieve. So dogs are generally regarded as protectors. But it is they who will be protected this year as the pig ushers in some much needed fortune. So it's possible dogs may feel a bit out of place as the differences between them and the pig will become evident. So dogs will have to match the pig's direct and simple approach to succeed this year, and this might take some practice. The dogs are naturally cautious and analytical, but to ensure success, they will have to adopt the more easygoing and unmediated approach of the pig in order to seize the opportunities this year holds. There is also a degree of simple charms that dogs will have to learn in order to make the most of 2019. And if you're a pig, this is the year of the pig, and if you are born in the year of the pig, traditionally, it's not such a great year. When it's your year, apparently, according to tradition, it's not such a great year when it's your year, supposedly. But, you know, pigs might find some luck in areas of their life, but others will require hard work to avoid potential pitfalls. Pigs will most likely experience many emotional ups and downs, making them feel frustrated. This will not be a transitional year for pigs. It's best to try and stick it out in situations if at all possible. So while that can be terribly frustrating, try to remember that a key element to utilising your luck is timing, and Western astrology always says the same thing as well. So next year of the rat, will bear good fruit for pigs, but the time isn't right to harvest the fruits of your labour. Instead, familiarise yourself with possible oversights and improve upon them so you can take advantage of similar situations as they occur in the future. And so in order to bring as much good luck as possible to your year, it's a good idea to attend happy events such as weddings or family gatherings. So that's quite interesting. And then finally, the dragon, which I did skip over before. If you're born in the year of the dragon, in 2019, the cerebral and clever approach of the dog of 2018 will quickly transform into the direct and unmediated outlook of the pig. So dragons will surely master this approach and entertain many opportunities this year as long as they stay focused and collected. So maintaining good deeds and charitable acts is equally important to ensure that your luck will last throughout the year. So the year of the dog last year held some challenges for dragons, and it was not without its good moments, but this year you will see less obstacles in your path. Several lucky stars shine on your efforts as the year of the pig fosters some affection for dragons. But you are not wholly compatible with the pig, so you must learn to be more compliant this year and less stubborn. So that's it. A big thank you to ChineseNewYear.net for sharing this information with me tonight so I could share it to you. And if you don't know what Chinese animal you were born under, go to ChineseNewYear.net to find out. It's quite fascinating, and it's always exciting around Chinese New Year, always being part of the festivities and such. So it's a great time to celebrate another new year. So this is the Chinese New Year. It officially starts tomorrow, Year of the Pig, which I'm very excited about, and I think most other signs are as well. Considering 2018 and 2017, those years have been sort of hard going for a lot of the signs, and it looks like according to Chinese astrology as well. Okay, now back to Western astrology and astrology that I talk about every week, tropical or Western astrology, that's based from the seasons. Western astrology celebrates its astrological new year on or around March 20th, 21st. So that's when I'll be announcing the Western astrology new year, which coincides with the Northern Hemisphere's vernal point and the spring equinox. So that's when Western astrology celebrates the new year. Tomorrow, Chinese astrology is celebrating their new year with a lot of festivities. So this week, specifically yesterday, actually, through March 1st, love planet Venus moved into Capricorn. So many of us during this time will find that we're taking ourselves serious when it comes to our relationships. You know, Venus in Capricorn, you know, we've got high standards when it comes to love. And most of us at this time are more interested in long-term commitments than casual dating. And that, of course, is if you're single. So this is not going to be a time for hookups. This is the time for taking it slow, thinking about the future. So if you're single, you might have a tendency when Venus is in Capricorn to view your relationships as investments, and you might want to spend your time wisely rather than wasting any energy on connections that won't pay off in the long run. So people might accuse you of being cold and calculating, but you know, really it's just being practical. And during this time with love planet Venus in Capricorn, you know, it, you don't have to be single, but, you know, many of us might find ourselves being cautious in love. And if you're single, holding back your affections for fear of rejection, that could be a biggie. And you might find that you feel more insecure about your desirability. But if you're willing to face your fears and work through them, you could strengthen your confidence in the long run. So this is a time to really think through long term for love and money. So February's a month of thinking through for the long term, what you want in the long term, having your ambitions around love and money. And if you're in a partnership, your feeling of commitment will be strong, and you'll be willing to work hard to resolve any issues and improve your relationship. And so when it comes to money, we're likely to take a cautious approach toward finances, avoiding any risky ventures or frivolous spending. So there won't be any sort of impulse shopping at this time when Venus is in Capricorn, but we will value high quality items that serve practical purpose. And so, you know, we might find that we're taking our time to do research to find exactly what we want instead of being impulsive or jumping into something. So this, with Venus in Capricorn, it's a very favourable time for making an investment that will pay off down the road, or for creating a business plan, or signing a business partnership. So Venus in Capricorn is a wonderful time for that. And I'm just wondering, did I'm going to check through my calendar here and see if I listed, yes, I did. I did list the aspects that Venus will make while it's in Capricorn. So that's good. It's always good to know, because then it'll give you, you know, better days and okay days when a planet changes sign, which is also known as an ingress. So just a little bit about Venus. Before I move on to those aspects that Venus will be making while she's in Capricorn. So Venus is the planet of love. It's sweet, affectionate, romantic. It's about pleasure. It's about bringing people together, uniting them in harmony. Venus rules not just love and dating, but friendships and partnerships and any sort of social gathering. It rules finances and so on. And so where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. And if you don't know where your Venus is, find out from my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and put in your birth info, get back a free chart wheel to see where all your planets are. And then, of course, each week on the show, you can follow along and see how the weekly planetary influences are affecting you through your natal or birth chart. So Venus in Capricorn, Venus, the planet of love, did move into Sirius Capricorn yesterday. So this is all about taking a serious approach to love and money. It's not about risk taking. It's about being calculated with the decisions that you make, especially towards love and money. And if you're single, this is not a time to go on lots of dates. This is a time to sort of check off the check boxes of the criteria that you're looking for in a potential mate. Now, the aspects that love planet Venus will be making while it's in Capricorn this month, on the 17th, February 17th, I'm seeing here, February 17th, Venus forms a sextile. Venus in Capricorn forms a sextile to Neptune in Pisces. Now, this is a very, very nice influence. So if you are single, this is a great time to go on a date around February 17th. And especially because in all these challenging, we're sort of in the middle of these challenging Mars aspects that we're having that I talked about last week. You know, on Friday, Mars formed a tough square to Pluto, and then next Tuesday, Mars is forming a volatile conjunction, or a conjunction to volatile Uranus. So after that, we're going to have a reprieve. Things will settle down, and what a nice way to start, put like the surprising, challenging stuff behind us. February 17th, love planet Venus in Capricorn forms a really nice sextile to dreamy Neptune in Pisces. So, you know, this is not a particularly disciplined aspect, and we're not going to be hard on ourselves or anyone else. We're feeling passive and receptive, you know, for around February 17th with this aspect, rather than like active or assertive, as many of us would have been, you know, the first half of February. It's a great time with this aspect for any sort of creative expression or performance. And so things, it's really good for brainstorming and making dreams a reality. So, you know, even though fantasy is far more compelling than reality, because Venus is in Capricorn, it's quite a grounded energy. So we're not sort of airy-fairy as much as we might be. With Venus sextiling Neptune, there's more of a grounded quality, and that's around February 17th. So that's good for making long-term commitment, because it's sort of like we're incorporating dreams in reality. But then, of course, on the following day, February 18th, we've got love planet Venus forming a conjunction to Sirius Saturn, both in Capricorn. So this influence, again, it's good for sort of working out what you want for the long term when it comes to love and money. We shouldn't allow pessimism to sort of overtake us at that time. So we need to be careful not to get into that mindset. This is a brief transit, so, you know, nothing will be long lasting. But relationships might be based on duty and obligation. So they will be highlighted. And we might feel that we can't escape some of our duties and obligations in our relationship. So, or relationships, because it's not just out with our primary partner, it's with older people, because Saturn represents people of age. But instead of focusing on the relationships where we feel there is a heavy commitment or a burden, we need to look outside ourselves at this time. And it is a good time to seek out an older person for companionship and even counsel. You know, older people do have a lot of wisdom. That's a good way to sort of offset any sort of melancholy with this influence of Venus conjunct Saturn. It's also good for giving form to any sort of creative expression or manifesting your creativity at this time. And any type of organized structure around the 18th with Venus forming a conjunction to Saturn. So it's creative space, but with structure, I guess is one way to say it. And then on February 23rd, we've got a very intense Venus-Pluto conjunction. Although depending on where you are in the world, February 22nd or February 23rd, Venus conjuncts Pluto. Now, this is really, really intense. So it's sort of like a question of how deep is your love, how deep is your commitment, and you're going to find out for better or for worse when Venus comes together with Pluto in Capricorn. So this transit is renowned for bringing jealousy and greed right to the surface, because both are in Capricorn. The shadow side of this influence comes out from the depths of our psychological history. So if you're in a committed relationship, and even if you have no reason to distrust your partner, you may feel as though you can't let them out of your sight and you have to know everything they're doing. So just remember, around the 22nd, pretty intense aspect. So this is all about trust sort of understanding where these emotions are coming from. And it can be quite distracting. So on that note, we will take a break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ran, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. This week we have a new moon in Aquarius. So this is a great time for new beginnings, especially around any sort of technology or science or anything to do with the future, thinking outside the box. And we also have love planet Venus moving into Sirius Capricorn, where it will be until March 1st. And we're celebrating the Chinese New Year of the Pig. So that's a big deal, and there's always a lot of fun and celebration when it comes to that. So just before the break, I was talking about the influences that love planet Venus was going to make while it's in Capricorn. And so on March 1st, the final influence at the very last sort of degree of Capricorn, love planet Venus will be forming a challenging square to unpredictable Uranus in Aries. And Uranus in Aries is just about to leave Aries, where it's been for the past 7-plus years. And then on March 6th, it's going to be moving into Taurus. And this is an 84-year cycle, so this is a big deal. So when Venus, love planet Venus, forms a challenging square to unpredictable Uranus, this is a good way to make a change to your routine. It can be quite a disruptive and unstable energy when it comes to love and money. And so it's quite detached, and it sort of shakes up our routine. We're very distracted at this time, so just think about the beginning of March, Venus squaring Uranus. And this is more so if you are born at the very end of a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. If you're born at the very end of one of those signs around March 1st, love and money can be quite disruptive, or there could be some unexpected events coming your way in those areas of your life. So there could be some unexpected bursts of maybe insight and energy, but maybe a bit too much in the other direction, just because remember it's a square, and a square in astrology is about friction and tension. So if you're looking to negotiate, it's not a great day for conflict resolution. People will be feeling unyielding with this aspect. So now on to the new moon in Aquarius. So this is the annual new moon in Aquarius. It's the second new moon of the year. The first was a giant solar eclipse on January 5th in Capricorn. Now we're looking at a new moon in Aquarius. So it's a great time this week with this new moon for thinking, planning, getting stuff done, especially in the scientific and technological realms. Now, the new moon conjuncts Mercury, planet of the mind. It forms a sextile to action planet Mars and a sextile to expansive Jupiter. So this is a really, really nice new moon. It's great for any sort of intellectual pursuits. For thinking, for not just planning, but actually getting stuff done. So the Aquarius new moon in itself It's all about making radical changes as soon as possible. And so it's like we've been spending so much time and focus on the grind of daily existence. Now many of us want to break free from the mundane and tedious affairs. Now, if you're a fixed sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius, this is for you wanting to break free, but there's going to be things that you have to do first before getting to that point. So many of us will be feeling with this Aquarius new moon that a part of you doesn't really want to do the same thing day in and day out, routine sort of boring. But then we've got the help of Venus in Capricorn, especially with the aspects it's making, that does help sort of level things out. But with the new moon in Aquarius, that's happening tonight, it's a time to unleash any sort of crazy ideas that have been knocking around in the back of your head, and it's time to let your imagination run wild, especially with these great influences and great input from Mercury, Mars and Jupiter. This is a fantastic time, you know, for really embarking on something really big. So it's like, what can you do to make a difference to your environment or in society? And then how can you leave your mark in some way? And what can you do for the greater good? So, you know, check out the kinds of issues that really move you. It could be like an environmental concern or a labor issue or even healthcare. So there's no shortage of causes to devote yourself to. And there's probably several issues that you can address right now in your local community, because, you know, the energy of Aquarius, which is Aquarius New Moon, is all about, you know, how you fit. You know, we are one. So we're all joined together. This is not about focusing on inward, it's about focusing outward. So it's important to sort of make a resolution to change at least one thing that's within your power to do so. So anything that is not working for you needs to be tackled very soon, and that includes relationship problems. So determine the areas in your life that need a shake up and commit to a process that will carry it beyond a mere wish. Now, with this new moon conjuncting Mercury, Mercury's planet of the mind and how you think, there'll be lots of talking and chatting and people coming together. Sort of avoid the gossip, though. Mental processes will be stimulated this week. But, you know, we've got to be careful that we're not making decisions based on our feelings. So there's a good balance there with the involvement of Mercury. So we're attuned to one another, both at, you know, a mental and a feeling level. It's a great time to reach out to family members, and also journaling or blogging is a great time. It's a great time for that. The new moon also forms a sextile to Mars. Sextiles are really good aspects. Mars is a planet of action. And so, you know, passion is in the air. Emotions and pure energy work in tandem. People are feeling excited and eager to do something. They want to actively express how they feel. So the life force is flowing really well with these positive influences to the new moon. Many of us are feeling lively and passionate, and our bodies and minds are working together really well. Brisk exercise will clear our minds of any sort of excess emotion during this time as well. Now, finally, the new moon will form a very nice sextile to Jupiter. So this is a really upbeat and optimistic influence. People are kinder to each other and extend offers of generosity and goodwill. It's easy to reach out at this time and make connections that are meaningful. And so it's really good to reach out to others for your own personal satisfaction. So we're feeling hopeful, optimistic and expansive. So the other influences this week, we've got Mercury sextile Jupiter, which is actually part of the new moon. So just to continue with the new moon theme and looking at the aspects individually, you know, it's really great. It's a great mind transit, a mind energy. So it's like our minds are running like a well-oiled machine. It's a great time to conquer something that's been puzzling us and find a big picture to frame the smaller details in. Context always helps. Being broad-minded, tolerant, philosophical. This is a good week for social engagements. And exchanging information. And many of us are more talkative than usual, but we've got to be careful to share. It's a good time to sort of connect in detail with the bigger picture. If you're traveling, it's a fantastic time to travel or thinking about traveling or making plans to travel. And then on the weekend, we've got the Sun sextiling Jupiter. Now, this is a fantastic aspect, and it promises luck and good fortune. So for many people, there's a newfound confidence and optimistic outlook. We're creating opportunities, and it's sort of like the challenge is sort of deciding which ones to jump on. So what's important now is a broader vision, a higher principle, and don't worry so much about the details. It's a time for seeing the big picture. So there's a really good influence to create good social connections that'll pay off in the future. And it's a time for giving generously as well. So, you know, donate money or time to any sort of charitable organisation. And then Mercury sextile Mars, you know, it's still part of the new moon of this week. So it's really an excellent time for communication and mental work. We're quick-witted, quick-minded, which is influenced. There's a lot of busy energy, but in a good way. So we're filling up our schedules. There's lots of tasks. We're multitasking easily, effortlessly. You know, mind and motivation melding together. Many of us are energetic and directed, and especially if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. So this is actually a good week as well for word games. Anytime Mercury and Mars come together, our minds are really sharp and fast. So it's a good use, trivia night, board games, that sort of thing. It's a great energy for productivity, and that sort of thing. And then, of course, Mercury sextile Uranus, February 9th. This is fantastic for the mind. And so this is again, it's part of Uranus is the ruler of this new moon. So everything's sort of flowing at this time. So anything for experimental projects, innovative developments, progressive ideas, stretching the mind, mental inspiration, brilliant solutions, that sort of thing. We're very perceptive this week with these influences and so on and so on. So unconventional ideas, people are more open to accepting anything unconventional at this time. Now, for your weekly horoscope, the last few minutes of the show, I'm going to whiz through these really fast. If you're an Aries, you might need some extra finance to help towards an ambition. So think about the crowd or crowdfunding in some way. If you're a Taurus, the new moon in your ambition zone is the perfect time to seek a new job. If you're a Gemini, a sensual vibe finds you wanting to spend plenty of time with your sweetheart, and there's a strong link with travel as well. If you're a Cancer, Venus arrives in your love zone, so this is a fantastic time for romance. If you're a Leo, the new moon in your love zone brings someone interesting into your orbit. If you're a Virgo, Venus shifts into your party zone. So if you're a single, you should not expect to stay that way. If you're a Libra, creative ideas come thick and fast, courtesy of the new moon. Don't be afraid to take a leap, though. If you're a Scorpio, a fresh start for the family is on the cards, possibly via a home move or major domestic project. If you are a Sagittarius, watch out for an urge to overspend. With luxury-loving Venus now in your money zone, it's easy to get into debt. So try to avoid online shopping in particular, as it's so easy to get carried away. If you're a Capricorn, hugely positive vibes are coming your way. With Venus increasing your popularity and a new moon in your money zone, so that helps to boost your bank balance. So it's easy now to succeed, so make the most of it. And if you are an Aquarius, the Aquarius new moon encourages you to stand tall, so stop trying to fit in and instead be proud to stand out. Your quirks are getting you noticed and for all the right reasons, so don't listen to the naysayers. You're doing really well. And if you're a Pisces, give yourself some peace and quiet this week. The new moon is in your spiritual zone and urges you to retreat into meditation, prayer, or quiet reflection. Not easy in the modern world, but you'll reap the benefits if you can. So that's it for this week. And I had 2 minutes to spare, I see. So I'm going to give you a recap of what we can expect this week and the influences. So the big news is that we've got love planet Venus moved into Capricorn, where it will be until March 1st. And so that's a good time to take a serious approach to love and money. And this is good news if you're an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, because you're going to have being very grounded and practical when it comes to love and money. And then if you are an air sign, the new moon in Aquarius, and the air signs are Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, this is a good time to sort of think of new concepts and think of brilliant solutions to old problems. Or if you have any planets in air signs, this applies as well. And if you don't know where your planets are, get a free chart wheel from theastrologer.com. Happy Chinese New Year as well, Year of the Pig. So that's it from me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you all the best for the week. And this is The Astrology Show.